Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, June the 8th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Washington.
Tonight, we are talking about diaspora remittances and other issues affecting people in the diaspora.
Zimbabwe is among 10 African countries that received the highest remittance inflows, with an estimated $2 billion United States dollars in 2021. Most people interviewed by Studio 7 say the money is mostly meant for food and fees. There have been constant long queues of people at some banks and shops, with MoneyGram and World Remittance facilities receiving diaspora funds.
Diaspora remittances have been propping up Zimbabwe's ailing economy for years, with the government even acknowledging that. The government, through the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, created a diaspora unit to formally mainstream Zimbabwe's diaspora into the national development agenda by creating an enabling environment for effective diaspora integration. The diaspora unit is tasked to enhance the capacity of the government of Zimbabwe to coordinate diaspora affairs and mobilize the Zimbabwean diaspora in targeted destination countries such as the United States of America.
But Zimbabweans in the diaspora are demanding a diaspora vote ahead of everything, while the government has been known to make promises, especially towards the general elections, with nothing materializing when elections are done with. Recently, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mjenda called for the amendment of the Electoral Act to allow for a diaspora vote. Now he is being attacked by some ZANU-PF officials for making those remarks.
Diaspora Forum chatinotarisa zviri kusangana navana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nhasi uri musi wechitatu musi wa 8/10/2022 nhau yatiri kukurukura nezvayo inyaya yemari iri kubva kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika inonzi remittances yatinotumira hama neshamwari neyatinoichitumira kune zvirongwa zvebudiriro zvakasiyana siyana zvinenge zvichiitwa zvakaita kuti Zimbabwe isvitswe pakuiswa pachinhano chepamusoro kuita nyika gumi dzemuAfrica dzakawana mari yakawanda kubva kuvanhu kana kuti mhuri yayo yenyika idzodzo iri kunze kweAfrica. Zimbabwe yakaiswa mukati megungano iroro zvichiteera mari dzamunotumira imi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika dzamunotumira kumusha. Vazhinji vevanhu vakataura neStudio 7 vaiwanikwa vari pamitsetse inoterwa mari idzodzo, inga veMoneygram kana kumabhanga, kumapost office nemahofisi eWorld Remit, vaitaura kuti mari idzi dzakanyanyonangana nenyaya dzekubatsira chikafu nezvekudya. Kuzoitawo vanhu vanenge vaine mari idzodzo zvakaita sana Gibbs Dube vanenge vachitenga mapropati kumusha vachitumira mari idzodzo. Saka mari dzakasvika pakuita 2 billion. Asi vana veZimbabwe vari kuti hongu basa ratiri kuita tiri kuribata zvakanaka, hurumende ichizivisawo kuti aiwa mari muri kubatsira ikonomi yenyika. Asi vana veZimbabwe vari kuti dai machitiyeukaone kutipa mukana wekuti tivhote, zvimwe zvese zvebudiriro tinokwanisa kunge tichizviita sezviri kuitwa nehurumende kuburikidza nebasi rezvekutyidzana nedzimwe nyika. Vakatoumbaya vanoti diaspora unit yakanangana nekukwezva vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kuti munge muchipinda muzvirongwa zvebudiriro. Vari kuti kwese ikoko tinoda, asi tangai matiisirawo kanyaya yekuti tivhote. Zvakaita kuti tizonzwa mutauriri weparamende vaJacob Mjenda svondo rapera iko vachiwimbisa kuti aiwa uparamende inofanira kuvandudza mutemo yoisa mutemo unobvumidza vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vavhote. Zvakaita kuti tinzwe zvakare vamwe vakuru vakuru muZANU-PF vachigunun'una nemashoko iwayo vaMjenda, vamwe vachitaura kuti aiwa zvinogona kutovaisa parumananzombe. Ndonyaya dzati kuti tikurukure idzodzo. Vakawanda vari muZimbabwe nekunze kwenyika vagara vachikurudzira kuti dai Zimbabwe yacherechedza vana vari kunze kwenyika vavhota vari munyika dzavari. Mutemo pari zvino unoti unokwanisa kuvhota uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, hazvinei nekuti unogara kupi, asi unofanira kunge uchienda kunovhotera kumusha kudunhu rawakanyoresa kuti ndokwaunogara. Zvino apa parikudawo kuti vanhu vapuwe mukana wekuti vange vachivhota vari kunyika dzavagere. Ndonyaya dzatiri kuti tikurukure nhasi tichidaidza vadare vachange vachitibatsira. Gibbs Kuluma.
Kunjalo ke Jonga, siyadamukela lonke ke emsakazweni weStudio 7 namhlanje kuLive Talk, uhlelo lweDiaspora Forum. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngemali ehanjiswa ekhaya. Abantu bathumeza imali eningi okunye okumangalisayo. Sibonile ke uthi eZimbabwe nyaka enye kuthunyezwe imali efika $2 billion abantu bahlala phandle kwelizwe imali le ikakhulu abantu bakhulume Studio 7 bathenge ukuthi babhadale school fees njalo bathenge isinkwa bathenge nje okumele ukuthi uthenge umuntu kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi abehlala ediaspora bayakhala sibili onye omasayo bafuna ukuthi-ke bavote kodwa uhulumende sisabuzwa kudala ukuthi sithi lezi zokuvota lezi umuntu nxa ephandle kwelizwe ukhohlwa ngakho zange samuza umongameli emasomlanga khona esanda ukungena esikhundleni jonga wathi abantu kuamele bevote kodwa kazange specify ukuthi kuzaba khona kube hathi so akuthi yakulengile and bajala ukwenzeka isikhathi se-election so sokuqhazisa kathi sibona uJacob Mjenda usomlomo wedala lephalamende sithi hheyi sokumele ukuthi kulungisa i-electoral act ukuze ukuthi abantu bevote phela kodwa hheyi kukhanya zanu kuyahlupha abanye abokubandla lezanupf jonga bathi ngokunye okubalisayo bathi khona okukhulunywa ngumjenda ikuba ngumthengisi so nxa usethengisa kanje bathi kaphuma hamba aphuma phele so-ke yikho-ke esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje sifuna uzwa ngani ukuthi litheni ngakho konke lokho I'm sure we are joined by one of our guests jonga that you can go ahead and introduce our guest
yes ndovunga ndizvozvo thank you so much Gibbs we are now joined by Mr. Charles Mutama president of Patriotic Zimbabwe Party. Welcome to our show, Mr. Mutama.
Oh, thank you, Gibbs Duwe. Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri, for inviting me to the studio to share and engage with you as well as with Zimbabweans all over the world on this important issue of diaspora remittances.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gibbs, the reason why we invited among our guests Mr. Mutama is that his party is... battling and fighting in the parliament to have Zimbabweans in the diaspora vote. I think they have engaged both sectors of the government in terms of parliament, the ministry concerned, and other stakeholders to make sure that Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they vote. Because their contention, we'll hear from Mr. Mutama. Maybe you can explain, Mr. Mutama.
Yeah, okay. You have been muted. Quiet, Joe.
Okay. Yes, I was saying, Mr. Mutama, maybe you can continue by telling us what you think about these remittances, and then we'll continue from there.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll start with appreciating the contributions that are being made by my fellow Zimbabweans in the diaspora and how they are keeping the country's economy afloat through the support that they are rendering to their families as well as our nation. Like you said, the amount that was contributed last year is estimated to be around $2 billion, which is a lot of money to the national purse. Now, our contention as the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party is that having realized that this amount of money which is being remitted into the country by the diaspora is important in a number of ways. There is a need by our legislators, by our government, to appreciate how the remittances contribute to economic development in Zimbabwe. I will point out a number of positives that follow from the remittances that our country is receiving. Number one, the remittances help with the forex inflows in our country, where our economy is struggling in terms of raising forex. The remittances help on that end. And then number two, they also help with financing imports in our country. Number three, they improve the balance of payments in the country's international accounts. Number four, they increase the national income. In other words, they increase the disposable income for families back home in Zimbabwe. Number five, they improve the credit constraints on the poor in our country. Number six, they improve the allocation of capital. Number seven, they substitute for the lack of financial development and thus accelerate economic growth. Number eight, they contribute to the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by helping poor families or low-income families. And number seven, they are three times more important than foreign aid. So those are seven things that I've mentioned, that I've identified, that if you agree with me, are quite important or quite significant to the economic development of Zimbabwe at this juncture and even in the future, medium term, and as well as the long term, because remittances are quite dependable. So having said that, as a political party, we felt duty-bound to approach our government through our parliament, which we are aware is the institution where laws are made. And respectfully, we submitted a petition asking our parliamentarians to work on a bill urgently, which would allow or enfranchise the diaspora, who are helping, as we have seen in the evidence that are presented, that they should be considered as a stakeholder in our country, regardless of the fact that they are living abroad. We submit this petition arguing that, according to the Constitution, as long as you are over the age of 18, you should have access to the vote. Currently, the diaspora vote is available, but only to those personnel who are posted abroad on official duty, especially at our embassies, at our consulates, or any other official government business through postal voting. So we want this facility to be extended to Zimbabweans who are living and working abroad, whether they work in government or they are not working in government. So our petition has reached the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, and the Parliament duly accepted the petition and said it is admissible, and they have since come up with a comprehensive report on our petition and the input that we provided through our lawyer, Mr. Trust Mahanda, who did a quite a remarkable presentation before the Portfolio Committee last year in September. So anytime this week or the weeks following, the comprehensive report is going to be presented in Parliament by the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, and debated on the floor, hopefully leading to the drafting of a bill on the diaspora vote.
Mm-hmm. And you sound very optimistic. Why do you sound so optimistic, you know?
I am optimistic because this time around, our party, instead of using political grandstanding and political rhetoric, and also using political rallies, we felt it was not the right method of engaging stakeholders, such as legislators or the people who make the laws in Zimbabwe. We recognize that Parliament is where the laws are made, as opposed to our previous colleagues who went to court and maybe used other methods. They were not appropriate for this issue of the diaspora vote. But Parliament of Zimbabwe is where the laws are made. And our approach is non-partisan. It is multi-partisan and a stakeholder approach, where we are working even with civic society, and also reached out to the chief whips of ZANU-PF, CCC, MDCT, and independent legislator Themba Muliswa, so that they could or they can push for the diaspora vote. And also the other reason why we are optimistic is the fact that the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Legal Justice and Parliamentary Affairs accepted our petition as viable and as genuine and sufficient to persuade Parliament and government of Zimbabwe to consider working on a bill that would allow the diaspora to vote, also align the Electoral Act with our constitution. And what we have also realized is that the Zimbabwe Election Support Network is also working on a similar bill, which was also presented before parliamentary personnel, including the speaker, whom we had last week, supporting the availability or providing access to the vote to people living and working in the diaspora.
Thank you very much, Chonga. We are joined by another special guest, and that is traditional leader Felix Kajamangwe. The one is based in the UK. He went there for medical attention, and we hope right now he's in good health. Baba, unjani sakwamukela kuhle?
Baba, Thube Mthembu.
Yeah, unjani we?
Siyaphila mntu omdala, ndingibamba amawitsha ngisenza into zami. UDube athi drop everything, come over here quickly.
Yeah, hayi siyaxolisa, siyaxolisa ndinekhulu. Ndiyakwazi nxa sokubuya i-diaspora vote, wena ngoku ubuya phambili khonapho. So ke maybe Jonga can pose the first question.
Yes, welcome to our show, Chief Ndiweni.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, and good to see you.
Great news.
Yes, we are talking about diaspora remittances, and then 2021, Zimbabweans in the diaspora send over $2 billion. And let me emphasize this. This is through the official channels, and we've known Amalaichas to also take money to our families, and even here, if I have money here, I'll ask someone, do you know someone who needs money back home? Then those transactions, they are not official. And this is just official. Maybe Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they send more than $3 billion. Nobody knows. But what's your take on this development, considering that usually Zimbabwe's monies that the government looks forward to is coming from taxes, and there are few people now working, and this means less taxes. And also, we hear that they end up raiding Zimra accounts and all that, Zinara accounts and all that, so that they make money. But if there are people in the diaspora who are willing to send $2 billion, that's a step ahead.
Indeed, it is a good step, and we must applaud that. Really, for myself, I'm humbled. I'm incredibly humbled by what Zimbabweans globally are doing vis-a-vis their kith and kin and friends and all those people in Zimbabwe. So I applaud it. Really, I've got no reservations whatsoever to say that they're doing a very, very good job on that. And if I could encourage them to continue to do that, because really, even from the statements of the Minister of Finance and the other papers that I saw, it was clear that the reserves of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe are now based upon these remittances. That is a profound statement to say. You know, for a country to say our national reserves in the Reserve Bank are now based upon the diaspora remittances, that is profound.
Thank you so much.
What's the impact of these remittances on communities back home?
The impact is huge. Even when I'm going through my jurisdiction, there in the rural areas in Kabazinduna, I do not have to ask or question anyone I see in a particular house or stand whether they've got someone in the diaspora or not, because it speaks out already. You can see by their lifestyle. You can see by their home. You can see that they're making ends meet. It speaks to you without even you speaking to that individual, that they have got someone in the diaspora. It is huge. It is profound. My clinic over there, which we just built a new one, once again, diaspora hands are there in the clinic, back and forth, all those things. It is, Mthembu, it is profound.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm going to say,
Yes,
kucho into ebanzi Mthembu mina ngiyachayihlombe kakhulu ngiyachayihlombe sibili ukuthi bangadinwa laba bantu abaphoselayo abanakekela isihlobo wonke nje umndeni wonke yibo abaphilisa abantu abaningi ngendlela ezibanzi ngabe abakho laba bantu emazweni kahlana khonale ngabe siphakathi kwenkinga edlula le esiyibona nsuku zonke kwelakithi eZimbabwe khonaphana yikho ke kimi ngabe ngibanikeza amadlavuzane ukuthi iqhubekani bantu benkosi qhubekani angeke siphile ngesikhathi lesi balingekho lina.
Yeah, so Jonga, maybe you can pose the other question. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead, sir.
Yes, I wanted to know if the issue of diaspora vote should be brought in together with this issue of remittances. Is it that people in the diaspora are demanding diaspora vote because they are saying in return we give you the remittances or vice versa?
You are saying people being held to ransom. No, well, we laugh and we jest, and it is right to do that. But let me start my answer to you by quoting a phrase from the French Revolution. No taxation without representation. It is an old phrase. It is a strong phrase. It is the bread and butter of every government in the world. No taxation without representation, which means you, government of the day, you cannot take people's money if you do not allow them to vote. It is a cardinal rule. It doesn't matter from what political perspective you come from, what your ethos is, what your ideology is as a political party. This is written in stone. You, as a government of the day, cannot take a single cent from an individual if you deny that individual the right to have a plebiscite, to go and vote in an election in a country. So they are linked, Bob. They are very linked closely.
Mm. Thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe if you bring in Mr. Mtama for some shorter perspectives, while
yes,
I
sir.
Read a few quotes from, messages from our listeners. We have Donald Mamboma, who said he was connected. That was 11:17. And someone says, how are you guys? That's Gordon Charumbira. Gibbs, if you may allow me to switch off my phone, because I don't know who's calling me.
Be quiet.
Yes.
Be quiet. Do that, sir.
Okay. Let me...
Yeah, while you're switching off your phone.
Yeah, I need to get off the camera.
Remittances.
Yes.
Like what I think Jonga asked, so at the end of the day, people in the diaspora are saying, you know what, we are contributing a lot of money. So can we have the diaspora vote then? Is that the key, you know, to unlocking, to unlock this kind of impasse between people in the diaspora and the government, Mr. Mtam? In terms of the diaspora vote.
Okay, so the issue of remittances is not a condition for the diaspora vote. The condition for the diaspora vote is our inalienable right as Zimbabweans to vote. It's a constitutional issue. Every Zimbabwean over the age of 18 has a right to choose a representative of their choice. It is a fundamental right which our forefathers, our luminaries who fought during the liberation struggle, espoused, calling for the one man, one vote, which we thought was going to be made available on the 18th of April, 1980. But unfortunately, he has not been made universal. So currently what we are saying is the current elections that we have in Zimbabwe are not inclusive. Therefore, they are not free and fair because they are excluding a certain demographic group which is the diaspora. And by virtue of being a Zimbabwean by birth, if your umbilical cord is buried somewhere in Zimbabwe and you have a Zimbabwean birth certificate, therefore, if you are a citizen of Zimbabwe, according to the constitution, you should be able to vote as long as you are over 18 years of age. So it's a constitutional matter. And then beyond that, according to the SADC guidelines on democratic elections, good governance, and human rights, the diaspora should be allowed to vote, as well as the Human Rights Charter of the African Union. It also recognizes the right of the diaspora to vote. Even if we go beyond to the United Nations Charter on Human Rights, it also speaks to this issue of the diaspora. So this is it's not a misnomer, but it's something which is a human right, which is a constitutional right according to our constitution, according to our SADC guidelines, according to African Union guidelines, according to United Nations guidelines. And then, of course, now when we talk of remittances, we are just acknowledging and appreciating the role that the diaspora is playing in keeping the economy afloat. And we are aware of the challenges that our country is going through in as far as the economy is concerned, the issue of deindustrialization, the issue of unemployment, the lack of disposable income for the unemployed and for families that have to contend with the harsh reality of an economy which is in depression. So we are saying that the remittances have provided a safety net, not only for our government, but for our individual families back home. And we are appealing. We are not demanding the diaspora vote, but we are appealing to our brothers and sisters who are in parliament, respectfully, so that they can recognize the diaspora, not as strangers, but as fellow Zimbabweans, who chose to go abroad due to push and pull factors. We are aware that the economic challenges have pushed some out of the country, and of course of the political animosities that have existed, that we are dealing with and grappling with, and making sure that they become a thing of the past. We want our brothers to be included in the national discourse, in a selection of representatives, to have a say in the national budget allocation of our country, in the development and supervision of our resources as Zimbabweans. We want to bring national cohesion, pretty much. That is our argument. We want national cohesion. We want national unity. We are not here with an adversarial mode, but we are here as Zimbabweans who love their country, who love their flag, mm-hmm. who recognize the role that liberation fighters played in making sure that Zimbabweans are able to choose representatives of the choice of their choice.
Thank you, Mr. Mtama. Ndaikumbira kuti mungoti nerurimi rwamai de vanhu vanzwe kuti inyaya ipi yatiri kukurukura. Uye imi sebato repatriotic Zimbabwe makamira papi?
Tinotenda. Nyaya yatiri kukurukura panapa inyaya yemari iri kuunzwa kuZimbabwe nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mhiri kwemakungwa. Tichizoenderera mberi tichiti isu sepatriotic Zimbabweans Party, kana tichiongorora kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mhiri kwemakungwa zviri kuunza mari yakawanda munyika, yatingati forex, inobatsira nyika kuti iwanikwe ichiita budiriro, taichikumbirawo zvekare kuti hurumende yedu kuburikidza neparamende yedu dai yashanda zvimwe nguva yagadzirisa pave nemutemo wekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mbiri kwemakungwa zviwanikwe kodzero yazvo yekusarudza vatungamiri vazvinoda zvichigara kwazvinogara ikoko. Sei tichidaro, tinoona kuti mari yavanotumira kuZimbabwe pari zvino iri kubatsira mhuri dzakasiyana-siyana, iri kubatsira avo vasina mabasa, kuti vaonekwa vachikwanisa kuwana mari yekutenga magroceries, yekubhadhara rent, yekubhadhara mbatya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka tiri kuona kuti upenyu huri kutobva vaita vapfava pane mhuri dzakasiyana-siyana munyika yose. Zvekare mari iyoyo iri kuwanikwa ichibatsira hurumende kuti iwanikwe forex yainokwanisa kushandisa kutenga zvimwe zvinhu zvainoda zviri kunze kwenyika. Saka hurumende yedu tinokumbirisa zvikuru sevanhu vari mudiaspora, kwete semusangano wepatriotic Zimbabweans chete, asi sevanhu vaZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa, kuti kodzero iyi haisi kodzero yatiri kuda nekuda kwemari iyi kwete, asi ikodzero iri mubumbiro guru reconstitution yeZimbabwe rinotipa mukana iwoyo wekuti tinofanira kuwanikwa tichisarudza vatungamiri vatinoda. Saka ndiro donzo ratiri kufamba naro kuti ngatikoshesei vana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa nebasa ravari kuita rekutumira mari muZimbabwe, zvikuru sei tichivapa kodzero yavo yavanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mutama. I think we are joined by Mr. Eliakim Svanda. He belongs to the Brethren in Christ Church, but we'll bring him in maybe 10 minutes' time because he has got something that he wishes to tell us about a fundraising drive, Jonga, in Mchabezi Hospital. You know, they are trying to buy an ambulance. So let's continue with this discussion and then bring him in shortly. So maybe let's go to the chief and talk to him about, you know, you've been having this kind of drive in the diaspora, on the diaspora vote. So you've got a website and you've got a Facebook page, My Right to Vote. Tell us a bit about it.
Yes, the My Right to Vote initiative was an initiative really designed to galvanize our government in Zimbabwe to put an eye close into this issue of the diaspora vote. And we took a very forward position whereby we were saying we would like to begin registering the diaspora vote, the people in the diaspora, because we have so many figures that don't tally of how many people there are there. They range from 3.5 million up to 6.7 million, 7 million. No one has the exact figure. So it is difficult to talk about something when we really don't know how many people are there. And so with the My Right to Vote campaign, for us, we've already begun the process of registering the Zimbabwean diaspora, globally that is. It's going very well indeed. The intention being that although it is independent of ZAC, independent of the government, that next year, 2023, we would like to run a plebiscite, an election process with the Zimbabwean diaspora in the diaspora. That is if the government of the day has not finished its legislation with respect to putting together that legislation to enable the vote to happen, because we know it is quite a large thing to do and they need to find resources to do that. We don't know whether they'll be able to achieve that for the 2023 election, which is only a few months away, at the most 12 months, if that. So that is what the My Right to Vote campaign is about, registering the Zimbabwean diaspora and then doing an independent election next year so that at least we can have a feel of how the diaspora feels about particular issues. And just to finish on that point there, it's an issue of saying the Zimbabwean diaspora is never going to go away. The roots have now been put down in America, Britain, Europe, wherever. Even though some of the elders may go back to Zimbabwe, they will leave their children or grandchildren or someone there. So we might as well now begin to grapple with how then do we formalize their relationship with Mother Zimbabwe. And that is the whole idea of My Right to Vote.
Yes, and maybe let me ask Ndebele Uti, Baba, konapo ngalikhangela ndiweni. Ngibona ngazani kuyanceda ngani khona ukuthi lenze ngani imini ivoti yenu, kube ngani liyavota. Kuyabe kunceda njani uzulu khona khona?
Lapho, Baba, dube kunceda ngendlela la ebanzi kakhulu ngoba xa sesikhangela ukuphila kwethu kule Zimbabwe sukusela sithola inkululeko ngo-1980 idiaspora ayizake ikhulume ayizake ilawule ukuthi ifisane ibonani yikho ke kulungile sibili ukuthi labo batho ukuthi bafunani babalethani khonapho and lakho kwenza umkhetho lo omncane uzangena phakathi kweZimbabwe ngelanga sebekhangela ukuthi umkhetho eZimbabwe uhambe kanjani lathi sizangenisa i-envelope yethu sifake phansi ukuthi nansi nani abantu abahlala ngaphandle kwelizwe bona bafisa lokhu lalokhu lalokhu kube sezandleni zabantu bonke ukuthi senzani ngento le abantu lampa sebekhulumile bafisa lokhu bahlala endaweni ezijeneyo kachana siyabashiya ngaphandle kumbe siyabangenisa kuzaba le ngxoxo khonapho ukuthi senza kanjani yikho ke asiphosisi nje ngokwenza lokhu asidlali amadwane ngokwenza lokhu hhayi kulesiqiniso sibili kuyabambeka
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke singazi ukuthi maybe we're depriving Mr. Elakim Swanda an opportunity to say something about the diaspora vote. We did not, I want to stress this, we did not invite him to come and talk about the diaspora vote, but to talk about a certain project that they're doing. Maybe, if willing, he can talk about this diaspora vote. What's your take on that, Baba Swanda, the diaspora vote? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever intended to vote from the diaspora or whatsoever? What's your take?
Ukuloyisa ukuvota ngiyakuloyisa ukuvota ngalandelela isisekelo selizwe leqanda besanda kusiqanda kwakuyingenye yezinto esasilokotha ukuthi thina njengabantu abangaphandle lathi sivelalo ilungelo lokuthi sivote yini ukucabanga kakhulu lokho njalo ngitshala ihlombe kubo bonke laba abazama ukuthi baphembe indlela yokuvotela ukuthi sonke sivote singaphandle.
Yes, what's your take on the diaspora vote, Mr. Elakim Spanda?
I do believe strongly that every Zimbabwean who is a citizen should have the right to vote. And it's something that we have tried to pursue before informally and also in our small groups to try to see it, to see to it that we are given that right to vote. And it was in that spirit that we tried to follow the construction of the constitution in around, what was it, 2014? Yes, we were so excited, yes. Yeah, to know that we were going to vote, but well, we know up to this time. We thought that the constitution itself was going to be re-articulated to allow us to vote as Zimbabweans. So I do strongly believe that we should, as citizens of that country.
So what's the best forward on this issue, Mr. Husband?
Well, I think the best thing forward, I think we should insist and try to lobby our government to, as it were, allow us to vote. Although, of course, it is our right, we know when all is said and done, the government has to come out with a very clear law that will allow us to participate in voting. That's, I think we as diasporians should continue to press for that right to vote.
Jonga, do you have a question for him?
Is a Zimbabwean who is based here in the diaspora, he is part of the people that are sending the remittances back home. What's your comment or take on the 2 billion Zimbabwean that Zimbabwe received from its citizens in the diaspora?
If I understand the question very well, I think, yes, the remittances do serve as a basis for us to do the voting. But we, as we know, I think perhaps the government will have to demand some more of us. If we think of some other countries that have allowed people to do that, they do sometimes go beyond remittances to ask people to pay or something like their taxes or something like that. So I think we should still continue to say, yes, we do raise those remittances, which we send to our families, and they keep the government afloat. In other words, it really props our government, which is suffering from some of the sanctions. But beyond remittances, I think as rights, I mean, as Zimbabweans, we should demand that right to vote, not only based on the remittances, but with the fact that we are Zimbabweans.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So maybe the last segment, we are going to talk about the Mchavezi kind of fundraising activity. So hold on there, Baba Espanda. We're coming back to you very shortly. So let's bring in Mr. Charles Mutama. Chonga, do you have a question for him? Charles Mutama, there?
Yes, thank you, Baba Mutama. Tudamutimu tsanangurire vateereri. Zvamuri kuita sebato rezvematongerwo enyika urongwa hwamuinawo muparamende pawasvika iye zvino.
Tinotenda. Pachikamu chinoichi sepatriotic Zimbabweans Party, petition yedu yatakatambidza vagari vedu vemuparamende yakatambirwa yakaenda kuportfolio committee yelegal justice and parliamentary affairs yakazewa. Yakaongororwa, yakabvumwa kuti donzo rekutaurwa nepatriotic Zimbabweans Party nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mbiri kwamakungwa inyaya inokodzera chaizvo. Nokuda kweizvozvo vakabva vakwanisa kunyora ripoti yakasimba chaizvo yavanoti ivo vachaendesa kufloor yemuparliament kuti ichizewa ripoti iyoyo pamberi pevadari vese vanuparamende kana kuti vatungamiriri vedu vose vatakasarudza kuti vachiwirirana kuti zvinokodzera here kuti kuve nemutemo unobvumidza diaspora votes. Zvichifamba zvakadaro, vamwe vedu veCivic Society veZimbabwe Election Support Network vari kushandawo zvekare nevadare vedu pamutemo yemaelectoral reforms kana kuti kuvandudza mabatsirwo anoita nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka nezvimwewo zvavakabatawo ndezve diaspora vote. Saka isu vepatriotic Zimbabweans Party pamwe chete neZimbabwe Election Support Network tiri kushanda nevadare vedu maparliamentarians edu kuti mutemo uyu uwanikwe uchizova reality kana kuti uchizotarwa uchinyorwa mubumbiro redu remutemo unofanirwa kubva tinangoti constitution yedu bumbiro redu remutemo huru neelectoral act zvoitwa inonzi alignment kana tikubatanidzwa kuti zviwirirane zvichipa diaspora vote kodzero kune vana vezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Zvakadaro zvekare isusu vepatriotic Zimbabweans Party takanyorera vakuru vemapato ari muparamende akaita seCCC, ZANU-PF, MGC Alliance neimwe nhengo inozvimiririra yega vatemba muliswa tichitarisa atingati machief whips kuti vabatsire papetition yedu zvekare paripoti ichapresentwa kana kuti ichawanikwa ichiverengwa muparamende kuti zvive nemutsindo zvive neutsigiri hwakasimba. Tichaenderera mberi kuti kunyorera zvekare vadare vedu vemuparamende vatichadoma vega vega tichavanyorera tsamba kuti tinokumbirisa isu vepatriotic Zimbabweans Party tichimiririra zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri mbiri kwamakungwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika kuti vatsigire ripoti iri kubva kulegal justice and parliamentary affairs kuti diaspora vote kana kuti kodzero dzevari mhiri kwamakungwa vaonekwa vachibvumidzwa kuvhota pamutemo. Saka ndo mabatiro atiri kuita. Zvekare tiri kutarisira pamberi apa kuti tichada kuti tizowanikwa tichibatana zvekare nemamwe mapato akaita sesvisu epatriotic Zimbabweans Party asiri muparamende nemamwe macivic society organizations kuti tiungane toita muonera pamwe chuma chemuzukuru kuti mutemo uyu uvepo uye mutemo uchagadzirwa nesu vana veZimbabwe. Hatisi kuda kuti mutemo uyu ubve kunze kwenyika. Hatisi kuda kuti mutemo uyu uwanikwe tichipiwa hasha kana simba nevari kunze kwenyika. Asi isusu sevane weZimbabwe. Tine magweta akawanda chaizvo munyika yedu. Tine vanhu vane uchenjeri vakawanda zvikuru. Tine madzimambo edu arimo muZimbabwe. Vese vatoda kuti vatibatsire vatitungamirire pamutemo uyu kuti uwanikwe uchidzikiswa. Tichishanda sevana veZimbabwe. Tichishanda takabatana pamwe chete. Pasina makakava, pasina kunongedzerana. Ndinotenda vaniki mangwana vakakurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvirimire kumakungwa zviende kumaembasi zvichinoregister. Izvozvo zvinobatsira manje sezvambotaurwa namambo Dwayne kuti tinofanira kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa vanganyi. Kana tichinge taziva manje zvichabatsira pamari inozopiwa nehurumende kuti pasarudzo idzodzo pangade mari yakawanda sei nekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvaregister mumaembasi, mumaconsulates munyika dzakasiyana siyana zvingani. Saka vaniki mangwana ndinovatenda chaizvo nekurudziro yavakaita. Ndinotenda zvakare vamudenda Speaker of Parliament wedu vakataura kuti kodzero idzi dzinofanira kupiwa kune vana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa kuti vawanikwa chitarudzo vatungamiriri vanoda. Nevamwewo vatakasangana navo mumatare apfuura, vana Honorable Dexter Nduna ndanga ndinavo paTwitter rally imwe futi zvekare yeDiaspora Vote yakaitwa marimwe zuro, vakakurudzira zvekare kuti isu sevana veZimbabwe tinofanirwa kushanda nedare redu, paramende yedu, tichibatana semaZimbabwens, tichitaura zvekare nezanu PF yatinoona isu sepatriot Zimbabwens pati kuti okay, ndiyo ine 2/3 majority tinofanira kugara nayo pasi. Totarisa zvekare FCPC, totarisa MGC Alliance kuti nenhengo dzavo dzeparamende dzavanadzo ngatigarei tichitemhonera pamwe chete titaure panyaya yemutemo uyu pasina kunongedzerana.
Ndikubatei mumwe wamutamba nekuti nguva inenge yakuda kuti mhanyei. Ndaida kubvunza kuti zvese zvamuri kushuvira izvi muri kuzviita makatarisa starudzo dza2023 here kana kuti ndezvekuti chero pazvaitira?
Ndinotenda mufunzo wakanaka chaizvo. Kana tichishuvira Diaspora Vote, hatisi kushuvira Diaspora Vote takanangana nesarudzo iri kuya mangwana kana kuti iri kuya goronowe. Tiri kutarisira kuti toda kuti mutemo uyu uvepo zvichienderera mberi. Kana uchizouya goronoya hapana chakaipa. Kana uchizouya for the next election ya 2028 hapana chakaipa. Isusu chatungoshuvira ndechekuti mutemo uyu ngauvepo. Hatisi kuda kuti uvepo kuti aiwa toda kuti zvakaitika. Isu vepatriot Zimbabwe party pamwe tinobva tavhoterwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvemhiri kwemakungwa kwete. Tiri kuda kuti mutemo uyu ungovepo kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziwanikwe dzichiita sei.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, thank you so much. Your last word, Babundi, just a few words go to Baba Usman. Your last words,
In English, Baba, or Sintu?
Yeah, Fabi Sintu, our channel.
General, I am Tembo Tinasiabo Kul, Uti, Tuadeli Liabuya. Gakul, Sikangel Uti, is Patamanda, the Kulumende. Zisebenze ngokuphangisa xa bebaza umthetho lowo ngoba silesizathu esithize. Umuntu omdala ubabuswanda ukhulumile kathesi nje ngendlela ejulileyo ukuthi bona amadoda lawa babekhangela ngo-1980 ukuthi mhlawumbe umthetho lowo uzahamba ngendlela leyo. Sesifike ku-2022. Yikho ke hayi asifisi ukuthi sidlule u-2023 umthetho lowo ungangelanga. Isizathu asisikho. Xa izimali zingekho, i-African Union isisukumile yathi salinika imali lenza into le. Xa imali ingekho, i-United Nations isukumile yathi salinika imali lenze khonoko. Le sadaklayo utsho njalo. Yikho ke akula sizathu ukuthi u-2023 singabi phakathi umkhetho lowo. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi abafowethu esinye isikhathi kuparlamente bayathanda ukwelula indaba, bayelula njengoba uba kusifanele kade ekhuluma nge-constitution 2013 ingenile sesifike kathesi lokhu kungakathuthi. Hayi bo, asiyisebenzi into ihambe phambili. Siyabonga Mthembu baba.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ubaba Ondiweni lapho-ke singene-ke ubaba uSibanda ake sichasisele ngakhonokho akwenzayo. So now, Joga, maybe we can, in this last segment, talk about what these Mchavezians or other people that are connected to the hospital and others that have got interest in terms of health issues, are doing. You know, these are diasporans that are working towards purchasing an ambulance from Chavez Mission Hospital. So, what's the story here, Babaswan? Go ahead.
Esikuzama ukukwenza yokuthi iMchabezi Mission Hospital yona ngokwayo ekhangele izindawo ezinene kuqondanisa lesikolo zokuseni, primary school, secondary school, iBible College kanye lezakhamizi eziqaqele iMchabezi. Ngithanda ukuthi ngisho futhi ukuthi isona ngokwazi isibhedlela umongameli welizwe ngesikhathi esaphila umgabe wathi isibhedlela lesi esivakatshele wathi sona si-regional hospital. So lokho kwakutshengisa ukunaba kwaso lokuthi sinceda abantu abangakanani. So umzamo yethu ikuthi sithenge i-ambulensi entsha engakwanisa ukuhamba ezindaweni zemakhaya ngoba le migwaqo ivele imibi, la lesikhona ivele isindala kakhulu futhi kayisasebenzi kahle.
What is your intention here, and who is actually benefiting from this hospital?
Our intention is to try to raise funds to purchase an ambulance. The reason why we're doing that is, one, the current ambulance that we're having is now very old and is not working very well. We tried to have it repaired, but we're told that it would be best for us to replace that because it's going to be too costly. So now why we in Chabezi Hospital is important is because of the constituency that it is serving. It serves people at our primary school, which are part of the mission station, the secondary school, which of course used to be the teacher training college of Chavez itself. We have a Bible school, which is operational there, which also it supplies. We have a place where people from actually all over the country, which is known as Ngazimulin, where they come to do the camping. Some of those largely are people who are Christians. And the people from around Chavez, and sometimes even outside of Zimbabwe, we have had occasions, especially when we had more than one doctor on the ground, where we have had people coming from beyond the constituency that it normally serves. So our major desire is to see not only people who come from Chavezi, but also friends and those who also have benefited from the place itself, which goes really all over the country, especially when it was a teacher training college. We have people coming from all to do the training. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to do.
Jonga?
How much are you looking at raising, Mr. Swan?
Right now, we are trying to raise. At this point, we got a donor who actually challenged us and donated $4,000. And that amount is ours as long as we can match it. So right now we want to raise $4,000 so that we can have that amount and then go beyond. We are looking and try to raise something that is, say, between $12,000 to $15,000. US dollars.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And, you know, in fundraising, there are quite a number of activities that people do. What are you doing as part of the fundraising scheme?
Beyond really campaigning and having, because this project actually of zeroing in on the ambulance is something that came up as a result of our current ambulance breaking down. We, first of all, as individuals, contributed some money ourselves. And we are what we call the Friends of Chavezi Mission Hospital. And so those people who are part of the membership do contribute their own resources towards that. And the second approach at this time is that of trying to talk to our friends and colleagues to try to raise funds from them as contributions. As time goes on, of course, what we have done before is to notice this particular group. I mean, I've been in these groups that have contributed to the church. To hospitals and also schools in Zimbabwe since the late 80s. And there we have tried to actually sell muffins. People did some baking, and then we had people make some small parties where we sell food, sell T-shirts, and also some of us who have been part of, say, schools or universities have engaged some of our students and to interest them in doing some of these things. And they have come up with some ideas, like, for instance, baking, T-shirts, and other things to try to raise those funds. Mm-hmm. And to try to engage the local community as well, to make some contributions in kind. Say, I'm not talking broadly, perhaps people are making some bricks, perhaps people are contributing their own labor to come and clean the area in that place, and to contribute the perhaps whatever they have in trying to to raise those funds. We have also spoken with some foundations to try to raise funds to support some of the things that are going on. For instance, Chavez has had some people from SIDA, which of course is a Canadian one, do contribute in doing and in giving some of those other things. Spoken to churches as well, and different organizations that actually their job is an NGO that contribute to such things as this.
Yeah. So how do people get in touch with you?
They can either call me in order for me to try to give them information as to how to make their contributions online. My phone number is 204-891-7923, or use my email, which is e.sibanda@uwinnipeg.ca.
Can you repeat that again, your number and the email?
My number is 204-891-7923, and my email is e.sibanda@uwinnipeg.ca.
So make your last appeal here to the people, just your last word.
My appeal really is to say, I appeal to each and everyone who is hearing me talk, whether they're from that area or anywhere in Zimbabwe, the world, especially the diaspora, to please help with the raising of these funds, because the benefit that we're going to get from having that ambulance is not going to be limited only to the region of Mchalezi, but beyond Mchalezi, as I've mentioned of before. We have a huge secondary school where we have people from all over the country who come to attend, and the primary school as well as also the theological school.
Thank you very much, Mr. Elakim Esmanda. He's working towards, raising funds from Chavez Mission Hospital. Right now he's based in Canada, but I'm told he's visiting Texas and other places. So enjoy your trip, and maybe you can meet with people and fundraise wherever you are. I know you've got the support of Chonga. You've got the support of Chief Ndiweni and others. So good luck. And we wish to thank our guests this evening. We had Mr. Elakim Esmanda of the Brethren in Christ Church. We also had a traditional leader, Felix Kalamango Ndiweni. Let me not forget Mr. Charles Mutama of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. He's based here in the USA. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.